You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Well, that was interesting. Well, maybe not. We just watched the press conference, listened to the press conference with Celtics owner Wick Grosbeck and Celtics president Brad Stevens, and they said a whole lot of nothing. Again, I give them credit. They could avoid it and hide out, but they sat in front of the media and took questions, and Wick kept saying because of privacy reasons, he couldn't say much. They certainly didn't name the other party involved with Udoka, which was no surprise. But a couple of takeaways. One is that it was an ongoing problem. This wasn't one night, as I said, where you just slipped up, you know, one drunken night in a hotel bar. They brought in a law firm to do the thorough investigation. It sounds to me like what we said, that he was warned, that they knew it was a problem, that he knew, that they knew, and they knew it was crossing the line, and he kept doing it. And there was a couple good questions. One, I think, is why don't you fire him? This is just going to be uncomfortable, because if Udoka is going to be sitting back wherever he is rooting against the Celtics, that's the only way that he can come back and be welcomed back, is if they have a tough time under Mazzullo. If things go well, you're not going to want to make a coaching change. You know, you're going to want Mazzullo as your permanent head coach and tell Udoka to hit the road. So either way, it's awkward, which seems like, I mean, you could just break ties, say this guy broke the rules, we're firing him, we're moving on. They sound like they love 34-year-old Mazzullo, but there's going to be a cloud over things, cloud over the whole season, because their coach is sitting out because he wouldn't keep his hands to himself. The whole thing is uncomfortable. But again, my theory, or my quick take, that they did, that this was not easy, that they deserve credit, that this took some guts to just blow the whole thing up and give the coach the boot, because he would not listen. He would not follow the rules, and he kept doing this, clearly this committing this violation. So I think at that point they had no choice, unless, you know, you think they could have covered it up, kept it quiet. I think they did the right thing here.
They also just left more speculation than there was before.
Yeah, but that's inevitable. They can't really tell you who the woman is. I mean,
no, I know that. I know that. But Brad at one point started getting real emotional, like it was his wife or someone he's very close with. And then someone asked a good question. Was this sexual harassment? And Wick was like, I can't answer that, basically,
right,
which is not going to be good.
Maybe there more. Maybe there's more than one woman. Maybe she was, you know, prolific. But there was, when Brad Stevens, who's, you know, as I said earlier, somebody speculated that he's like the moral guy that is offended by this behavior. Well, he said he was upset about the bullshit on Twitter. You know, he swore and talked about Twitter, which is kind of weird. I mean, you're in that position. You have to ignore that noise, do you not? Can you imagine, you know, Bill Belichick talking about the bullshit on Twitter? It's not a good look when you're getting flustered by social media. You shouldn't allow that to happen. And I got news for Brad. The bullshit on Twitter has just begun. You know, it's not going away, because there's so much left. There's just so much, so many questions that invites a lot of speculation. So that part of it, Brad, is just begun. You better get used to it.
Yeah, it's going to be way worse than it was yesterday, today, after today.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, every one of those, well, not everyone, many of those people in that room are just going to leave that press conference and just start making phone calls and digging and trying to get some answers. And when they do, it's going to get even more uncomfortable for Brad Stevens. But again, For that reason, I give him credit. He could have covered it up. He could have ignored it. He could have said, you know, this guy won't listen, but I don't want to go there. I don't want to be called a racist. I don't want to be called a Puritan. I'm just going to allow this unethical behavior and just keep going. We made it to the finals last year. Maybe we'll get through it. But they made a tough call. They dumped their coach. It's his fault. They move on and they hope they win with the new guy. And if they do, they're just going to fire, you know, Ime. What choice do they have?
But yeah, they also left me no other choice but to speculate on my own. And my speculation says it's probably Brad Stevens' relative.
Okay, you can do that. You can do that. You're right. It's that's inevitable. Everyone's going to speculate. And Ironhead says it's Brad Stevens' wife.
Yep. That's what it looks like to me because he almost cried. And then Wick.
I think it's Linda Bizzuti. That's my speculation. That's just my guess, you know. Okay. No proof. It's just a feeling, a hunch.
Yeah. And Wick was showing off his wedding ring and Brad was hiding his left hand. So.
Oh, you noticed that, did you?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, if we find out later that's the case, you are going to get all the credit for being the one that had it first. Mm-hmm. You're going to be like Woj. It's going to be an Ironhead bomb because that would be pretty wild. I don't know who's going to report it. It'll be speculation on Twitter probably, but that will be wild. Hey, you know what? We're all going to be trying to figure out who she is, and some people know. I predict Jackie McMullen will break it somehow, some way. She's got connections. She'll break it. Maybe we'll call her up, try to get him on. Maybe she can break it with us. But everyone's going to want to know who is the other party here, the other party involved in this dalliance. That will be interesting. But anyway, we'll see what happens. We'll all be sitting here just devouring the speculation on Twitter, on social media. What the hell? It'll be fun. You know, be fun. But anyway, we'll leave it there. Anything else, Ironhead?
Nope, that's
not that you've made it clear that it's Brad Stevens' wife. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm gonna probably set up a food drive and a toy donation for Brad's kids while his parents are going through their divorce.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough for them, those poor kids. Yeah. Stevens could have gone down and coached again, but he has no interest. You know, he's got to stay home and keep an eye on his wife. Oh, you're making that up. But anyway, that's what's going to happen. Everyone's going to, you know, have their own crazy theories, but we will keep an eye on that and we will leave it there for today. I'm Jerry Callahan. This is the Callahan Show, and we will talk to you again Monday morning.